Friends, the entire project or project finance we have covered. Now, company, project, everything runs profitable, everything according to the plan. Now the stage has come. Financials have been prepared, 1 year has been completed, and somebody has to review what you have done in the past. So, during the process of the production, during the process of handling the project, you have come across with certain difficulties. All this is jotted, risk management tools are available, everything is in place. And finally, the result has come out. And that result is nothing but at the time of delivery or deliverable of the project, quality has been given utmost importance, number one. And number two, whatever financials you have, that needs to be checked. And that is nothing but it is audit. So in this chapter, we are, in this last chapter of your syllabus, your book, we are going to discuss about the project quality assurance and the project audit. Project quality assurance and project audit. So our objective in short is get a brief overview of the project quality assurance and learn about some of the steps that is required to be taken for project audit. Quality assurance is utmost importance given by the entire world for any project or any product that you are bringing into the market. So the quality assurance is also considered to be an audit product. So quality audit is also required to be undertaken. Quality, whether properly quality is checked, there are any gaps, whether gaps are mitigated, and all these things. So quality assurance is also forming the part of the audit function. So the actual project quality results, whenever it comes, it has to be checked, it has to be inspected. Assuring the quality implies, it means ensuring that the project quality requirements are being achieved. So the quality assurance assures the quality of the product, meaning that the process which ensures that the product is generated from the process which is a defect-free, error-free, okay? And it confirms to all the parameter and the standard which are stated at the beginning of the project. So it is said to be a process-based approach whose primary objective is to prevent the defect in deliverables at the planning stage itself to avoid the rework and which increases the process cost. So for this quality assurance, what are the tools used? The tools which are used for the quality assurance is fundamentally, process analysis is a must. This is the first tool. Quality audit is a second tool. And third one is a quality management and the control tools. So these three tools are important as far as the quality assurance process is concerned. And in this process analysis, one analyzes that the process to spot and enhancement, find the root cause of any problem that comes up, and the recognize any non-value added activities. In quality audit, a panel of external experts comes and reviews the process and the procedures also. If they discover any discrepancies, they will recommend to corrective action or any enhancement in the process also. So it is an excellent tool to ensure that the best practices and approved procedures are being followed. When we talk about the quality management and the control tools, this includes different diagrammatic techniques, okay, which helps in discovering the good ideas and help to make the decision and the prioritize the issues if any comes into the way. Now, when we talk about quality audit and quality assurance, we have to understand what is the difference between the quality assurance and the quality control. Much before audit, we have to see the quality control also. Okay, so quality assurance stresses on the defect prevention, and the quality control focuses on defect identification. So prevention and identification are two separate processes. In quality assurance, one checks that if the plan was efficiently enough to avoid any forecasted defect. In quality control, one attempts to find the defect and the correct them while creating the product. Quality assurance is a proactive process, whereas quality control is a reactive process. Okay? Then quality assurance is a process-based approach. It is process-based approach, whereas the quality control is product-based approach. Okay? Then quality assurance includes the processes managing the quality, and the quality control is utilizing. Quality control is utilized to validate the product quality. The quality audit is an example of quality assurance. Inspection and testing are the great examples of the quality control process. What we are going to achieve by this quality control and quality assurance? The benefit consists of high quality output, then eliminate the waste, or in very least minimize the waste, then increase the efficiency of the operation by the large factors. These are some of the benefits. In addition to that, it offers customer satisfaction, which positively affects your brand and helps individuals and organizations grow their business. Less rework and after-sale support is needed, and this will aid one to save a lot of money, promote high level of the confidence, and motivate the team. These are the important benefits of quality assurance and quality control. Quality assurance and quality control are closely interlinked. You cannot separate it. So, and their objective is also same, which is also delivered as a defect-free product. Both the processes are the key components. Both the processes are key components of quality management. Plan and augment each other. Failing of one to implement, either them will be lead to the failure of the quality management in the project. So quality assurance is one of the prime feature in the project management and one of the most rapidly transforming areas in the software creation also. Quality assurance activities consist of planning, auditing, and analyzing the project quality. And the quality assurance activities are those tasks the quality team executes to view the quality requirement, audit, and result of the control measurements and analyze the quality performance in order to make sure that the right quality standard and the procedures are appropriately applied within the project. Now, having understood this, let us understand a little bit more about the project quality management. Project quality management. This quality management plan generally defines the acceptable level of the quality acceptable level of quality, which typically is defined by the customer and describes how the project will ensure this level of quality in its deliverables and the work process. This quality management activities has to ensure certain things. One, about the product. Then, second, work process. Third, then appropriate corrective actions. These three things need to be understood. So during the process, this products is required to ensure to build a meet agreed and upon the standard of the requirement. Standard is to be maintained for the product. Work process is performed efficiently and as documented. And non-confidence, non-confirmation or non-conformation, when it is found in the process, it is identified and then appropriate action has to be taken. Either the person or entity should be eliminated, it can be thrown away, or whatever corrective action should be taken for the good product relative, good product quality. Quality management plans apply to project the deliverables and the project work process. Quality control activities monitors the verify the project and deliverables meet the defined quality standards. Quality assurance activities monitor and verifies the process which is used to manage and create the deliverables are followed up and effective. Now, let us understand a little bit about the plan component. You have decided that quality assurance and quality management and quality planning you have done. Now, what are those components falls under the quality plan components? The quality management plan describes some of the components which are here. One is a quality objective. Your objective should be clear. Key project deliverables and processes to be reviewed and satisfaction to the quality level, and it should be well defined. Then quality standard needs to be maintained meticulously. Quality control and assurance activities as per the process defined and the quality roles and the responsibilities has to be undertaken by the responsible people who have been assigned that job. Quality tools has to be implemented in full-fledged and plan for reporting the quality control and assurance problems. And assurance, the problems is required to be jotted down. Now, rationally and the purposes for the quality plan. What rationally? To implement that, what is the rationally? Purpose of the quality plan. What is the purpose of quality plan? To elicit the customer's expectation in terms of the quality. It helps to determine deliverables are being produced and the acceptable quality level has been maintained and if the project process are effective and the properly applied. Who is involved in this process of rationalization and maintenance of the quality plan? There are four individuals. One, project manager, project team, customers, and the project sponsor. These are the four activists. They are involved in rationalization and the purpose of quality planning. Now coming down to the project audit, complete audit. Okay. The project audit involves few components. Okay. This comparing the actual result with the predicted result. Predicted, because at the beginning we have predictions, no? So predicted results and explaining the difference, if any. Actual, what has happened at the end of the year and what was the projected. Why there is a shortfall, why there is an excess production. Why there is no risk management, anything has happened wrong. That needs to be done or evaluated by the audit team. So therefore, the post audit serves three important functions, and that is improvement in the forecast level, improvement in the operation level, and identification of termination of opportunities. These are the three main functions of the project audit. Because this provides an opportunity to uncover the issues, concerns, and the challenges. This may be conducted, this project audit may be conducted midway through the project. An audit offers to project managers, project sponsors, and project team in interim view what has gone well, as well as what needs to be improved to successfully complete the project. That is why midterm audit is also recommended. If done at the close of the project, the audit can be used to develop a success criteria for the future projects by providing the forensic review. Okay? This review identifies which elements of the project were successfully managed and which one presented a challenge. As a result of the audit, the review will be helping to the organization to identify what is need to be done, what is need to be avoided, what is need to be repeatedly happening, and that can be, that mistakes can be avoided in the future project. Regardless to that, whether the project audit is conducted midterm on the project or as its conclusion and the project is similar. Ideally, there should be two audits. One is a mid and second one is at the end of this. It is generally recommended that the outside facilitator conduct the project audit, not within the organization, so as to have the better improved view and ensure the confidentiality, but also allow the team members also to the and other stakeholders also to be involved in the project audit. They know that their input will be valued and final report will be identify the individual names and only facts. Individuals which are involved in a poorly managed project will find that speaking with the outsider facilitator during the project audit and allows them to openly express their emotions and the feeling about their involvement in the project and or the impact the project has had on them. Unsatisfactory or dissatisfied people, they may try to be in touch with the outside auditors because they have to cover up. This is a cover up operations by them, because they have not done well. So anytime company may throw them away. So as to protect their interests, they are facilitating with the outsiders also. This venting is an important part of the overall audit. A successful project audit consists of three phases. One is success criteria, questionnaire, and audit interview development, in-depth research, and report development. These three phases, out of these three phases, phase one is a success criteria, questionnaire, and the audit interview development. Success criteria development. Okay. Success criteria development consists of interview the core project sponsor and the project manager to determine their success criteria for project audit and find out what they expect to gain from the audit. This ensures that their individual and the collective needs are met. Second one, questionnaire development. The development of the questionnaire to be sent to each and every member of the core project team and to the selected stakeholders. Individuals will complete the questionnaire in advance of an interview because it helps them to gather and focus their thoughts. The actual interview will give the facilitator the opportunity to gain a deeper insight into the team members' comments. The questionnaire simply serves as a catalyst for helping the team members and the stakeholders reflect on the project success. Failure changes the missed opportunities. Now, audit interview questions. There are many questions that can be asked in an audit interview. it is most effective, however, to develop open-ended questions, that is, questionnaire that cannot be answered with a simple yes or no. Develop an interview question that will help identify the major project success, the major project success concerns and the challenges, how the team, how the reporting and how the team meeting were handled, how the risk is changed and where it is managed. Okay, the questionnaire can also be used for the team members and other stakeholders also who are unable to attend the interview also. Coming down to the phase two, in-depth research. One is audit questionnaire you have seen. Now coming down to the second phase, that is in-depth research. You have to conduct an individual research interviews with the project sponsor, project managers, as well as the project team members to identify the past, current, and the future issues, concerns, the challenges and opportunities. Conduct individual research interview with the stakeholders, including the vendor, supplier, contractor, and other internal and external project resources by selecting the customer. Assess the issue, challenges, concern in more depth to discover the root causes of any problems. In addition to that, you have to review all the historical and the current document related to the project, which includes team structure, scope of statement, then business requirement, project plan, milestone reports, meeting minutes, as well as action items, risk logs, issue logs, and change logs. These kind of issues in in-depth research must be addressed. Review all the project plan and determine how to vendor plan has been incorporated in overall project plan. Interview the selected stakeholder to identify and determine that initial expectation of the project, whether it has been met or whether it is determined to what extent they have expectations and whether their expectations have been met or not. After that, review the project quality management and the product quality management to identify the issues, concerns, and the challenges in the overall management of the project. Identify any opportunities that can be realized through the improvement to the attention of the project and the project quality. Identify any lessons which is learned from the project and that could improve the performance of the future projects within the organization. The third aspect is a report development. Complete the information collected from all the interviewers. Compile. Put together all this. Then compile the information collected from the individuals who only completed the questionnaire. Consolidate the findings from the project documentation review. Identify the issues, concerns, and the challenges presented through the review of the project quality management and the project quality management plans, and also isolated opportunities you believe you may be realized. Identify all those projects, issues, concerns, and challenges. Identify all the project opportunities in future that can be realized through the reports and recommendations. Identify the lesson which is learned that can improve the performance of the future projects within the organization. Finalize the creation of the report and recommendation based on the finding and present the detailed report and recommendations, including the roadmap to get future projects and the next level of performance. While concluding the discussion, I would like to take you through some of the aspects which consist of the purpose of the project audit, and it is to identify the lessons which is learned and that can be improved the performance of the project and or improve the performance of the future projects by undertaking a forensic review to uncover the problem to be avoided. In this way, the project audit is highly beneficial to the organization and provides the following outcomes. One, development of the lessons which is learned on the project that you can apply, and also both to the organization as well as to the vendors also. Development of the strategies which, if implemented within the organization, will increase the likelihood of the future projects being managed successfully. Development of the strategies, which is, if implemented with the organization, will increase the likelihood of the changes and the initiative which is being managed successfully. Development of the project success criteria, which might include on time, on budget, meeting customers and other stakeholders. Okay. Which is requirement? Transition to the next phase, which is successfully executed, etc. Recognition of the stock or recognition of the risk management so that the risk assessment and the development of the associated contingency plan become contemplants or commonplace within the organization. Development of this change management success criteria, which might include how staff are involved, how customer, how organization is impacted, transition to the next level, to the change of the initiated sector. Development of the criteria that will continue to improvement of the relationship between the organization and its vendor, supplier and contractors regarding the management of the project. Application of the lessons which are learned to the project, to the future projects within the organization. Friends, with this, we have concluded our discussion on all the chapters of the project finance. I hope I have delivered it to the manner in which we are expecting. And while concluding, putting the concluding note of my this video recording to you, I must say thanks to the management of the Wellinker Institute of Management, who has given me an opportunity to review and update your book on the project finance, and looking forward, and all the best to you when you are entering into any of the project. This discussion, this book will be definitely helping in your future career. Thank you very much. Once again, God bless you.